The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Glad you're with us. I'm Tony Navarre, certified financial planner, in the studio with Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Craig Montana, playing the tunes for us and keeping us on the air as usual. And as usual, we have the roller coaster going on with the markets this morning. What'd you say? We left the office to come here to the radio station, and it was up. And
our office is a block and a half down Main Street here, and so we walk over to the radio station. And when we left, I looked and saw the market was up 50 points. We get here, it's down 30 points.
And we've had some bright spots, economically speaking. General Motors. And I think Ford also had record profits. They're selling vehicles like crazy. A lot of people buying SUVs and trucks because
gas is cheap.
That's right. So I read an interesting article about giant companies in China buying on a buying binge because their economic growth there isn't so hot. As it was, right? It's still pretty darn good. We'd all love to have 7% growth.
Right.
And that's a big downturn for them. But they're buying European drug manufacturers, fertilizer plants, a couple of companies here. I've heard that they've been buying oil and gas firms out in the Permian Basin.
Yep. They've got the funds, and so they're looking for...
They want to have growth.
Buying what's on sale.
That's right. And they want to buy it in places where it's still
stable.
Yeah. So, where there's economy that's still going. So they're looking at Europe and they're looking at the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to get their growth as business people, entrepreneurs, from somewhere. And that's what the trend has been.
Yeah. This is a tough market. That's some of the opinions you got here, some ways to survive this market fluctuation and roller coaster. And so there's ways you still can make money, but it's more of the average person. I guess most of our listeners' basic retirement is 401k or IRAs, or they've retired and they're living off their assets. And so what can we do? What should we do? Those are concerns, big concerns.
Right.
You'd be getting your statements now. And the other one that may come up is these 1099s that are coming in right now. And if you have a non-qualified account, you may have some surprises there.
Mm-hmm.
So we can touch on that one.
Yes. So again, pluses and minuses, are things all bad everywhere? No. So what do you do? How do you handle it psychologically? Because that's a biggie.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some tips from a lot of sources and not just us. We have a lot of research we do and a lot of things that we gather data from. So we'll fill you in on some of that. Plus, some other things to resolve to do in 2016 that's really going to help you in the long run. So if you got questions right now, glad to answer them too.
Yeah, give us a call.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's our number for that, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You are tuned in to the Money Makeover Show.
Such a cozy room, such a cozy windows are illuminated by
American Overhead Door Company. American Overhead Door Company.
Of the United States of America. American Overhead Door Company, the true American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. American Overhead Door Company, 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36. American Overhead Door Company is the only overhead door company that offers a lifetime warranty on your garage door. American Overhead Door Company, selling American-made overhead doors. American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's only overhead door company with all the American flags at 7405 Highway 36 North. American Overhead Door Company, 979-836-4442. Remember, if it's not American, then it's not American Overhead Door Company. Call 979-836-4442. That's 979-836-4442. And ask about their lifetime warranty on your door.
February brings thoughts of hearts, of love, of doing something nice for someone. Those words wouldn't normally make you think of chiropractic care, but Bartek Chiropractic and Brenham's Doctor with the Heart campaign offers you a chance to do something nice for others while getting a terrific deal for yourself. During the month of February, Bartek Chiropractic is offering an initial exam and x-ray for only $49. That's $200 in services for you for only $49. Bartek Chiropractic will then donate the fee from your exam to the Down Syndrome Association of the Brazos Valley Team Willpower. You'll see the benefits of chiropractic care for your aching back, neck, or legs, and your exam fee will help improve the lives of those with Down syndrome. Call Bartek Chiropractic today to schedule your appointment at 979-836-5591. They accept most major insurance plans. Do something nice for yourself and for others this February by taking advantage of the Doctor with a Heart $49 special. For more information, visit BartekChiropractic.com.
Hey ladies, do you suffer from hair loss? Stop in Merle Norman Spa and Wigs to see their selection of beautiful wigs with new styles arriving daily, including longer styles. These quality wigs look great. Plus, there's a comfortable and private area where you can try on the various styles, and the ladies at Merle Norman can assist you in choosing the style and color that suits you best. These wigs are great options for thinning hair or complete hair loss. Look and feel beautiful. Visit Merle Norman Spa and Wigs in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham today.
I'm Tumbleweed Smith, inviting you to tune into the Sound of Texas weekday mornings at 7:22 on KWHI, 1280 on the AM dial. The program covers the fun things about Texas, the events, places, people, history, folklore, and legends. You hear stuff from all over the state, and there's no telling just what you might hear. Tune into the Sound of Texas. There's nothing else like it. 7:22 weekday mornings on Friendly Country, KWHI, where the news comes first.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's NEAL Financial. Offices in Central Texas in Brenham, downtown, on Main Street just across from the courthouse. And then we have another office in Houston, about a mile and a half from the Galleria on St. James Place and roughly San Felipe.
Mm-hmm. On the corner.
Yep. So we got you taken care of in both of those two places. And we have 19 states that we are licensed to practice
do
our
business in,
wonderful financial planning work.
And that's mainly because we have good clients or family members that move and they want to stay with us. And so we have to be licensed in the states to do business there. And so we got the licenses to, you have to go to our website, which brings up another point. Go to our website. You can see what states there are. I don't know if they're all 19 on there because we just added Colorado, I think, in December or January, so I don't know if I have that up on the website yet.
Okay, so if you're listening in Colorado.
That's right, because you can.
Yes.
We had a phone call during the break, and want to know, how can I listen to you? And I have a client, a long-time client, coming in on Friday, and she didn't realize it, because she lives in the Houston area. She didn't realize she could listen to us. So, yes, you can go to our website, moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com, and click on the listen live button. And then you could, anytime, wherever you are on your computer, you can do that.
Also, we have podcasts on there. So we have every show, we do a little brief description on the website about what that particular day's show was about. And then you can click on that if it's something of interest to you.
Yep.
And we've been talking a lot lately about how to survive both with your portfolio more intact and your psyche intact while we're going through all these market gyrations.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Is the psychological part is the hardest because if you can get rid of the emotions, then you can survive this market fairly easy.
Yeah.
If you've also developed your own strategy or a strategy of what are you trying to do with your finances.
Mm-hmm. So again, you know, it doesn't have to be a horrendous task, but maybe we can give you a little bit of help while you're listening in about how to think about things and not just react. You know how that is. It's true with not just this, but with everything.
Yes.
If you're afraid, you're panicking, whatever, and then you make decisions while you're in that state of mind and you're not trying to get the proper information and proper assistance, whatever it is, you know what? Then you're going to goof up. And then you're going to do things that some of you probably did back in 2008 and 2009. Or maybe some of you also did in 2000, 2001.
Yeah. So one of the things, the idea here is, if you're in the accumulation phase of your life versus the distribution phase of your life, mm-hmm. and that's the accumulation phases, you're trying to get money together as much as you can.
Sure.
So you can get to the distribution phase, which is basically retirement, living off of your assets.
Mm-hmm.
And so those two areas are invested differently, because if you're trying to accumulate money, the market's going to go up or down, and you got time. And so right now, you know, yes, Friday was up almost 400 points. I don't even remember what it was yesterday, if it was up or down.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you keep putting money in or keep with quality, you're not going to be hurting because it will come back.
Sure.
So at some point in time, it will come back. And we got history to prove that. Now, history is not a guarantee of the future, but in 08, when the markets were down 40 or 50%, if you didn't sell and get out, you let your emotions panic you and you sold and thought, I better get out. If you stayed in, you had all your money back plus then some.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't lock in a loss.
Yeah, that's the problem. If you're already down in whatever you're investing in, now if once you sell it, it goes from being just something on paper to being a reality.
Yeah, I've discussed with several clients about they wanted, okay, they thought they could handle the volatility, but no, they really can't. And this is going to be the norm pretty much for the year from what we hear, from what all the analysts are saying. This is a normal market, up and down, up and down. It's just bigger swings right now. So if you can't handle that and you want to move to something safer, well, you're really going to have to pick a time when the market has come back and up. Because if you move now, there again, you mm-hmm. locked in your loss. Yes, it's safer. Anything that's safer and less volatile doesn't have the potential to earn as much.
Yeah.
So it'll take you a lot longer to get back.
Well, and as I say too, and I had this question again from somebody, always glad to answer mm-hmm. questions. And that is, should I still be putting money in my retirement plan at work?
Yes, that comes up all the time.
Oh, everybody says don't do it because the market's down. Well, let's see, what happened to that old concept of buy low, sell high? So yeah. If you really mean that, because it makes perfect sense, and that's what mm-hmm. everybody should be thinking about, buy low, sell high. All right. If you're able to buy low with your regular contributions into your retirement plan at work, wow.
Yeah, because 3, 4, 5 years from now, it'll be worth a lot more than it is today.
Mm-hmm.
But if the market's up and you're putting money in, you're not going to have as much, but it's still there.
Sure.
So there's some trade-offs here, but you just got to hang in there if that's your strategy. The whole key to this is get your strategy first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're accumulating money, keep putting it in because it balances out and you come up much further ahead in the long run because you've been buying low when the market's down. The only time that matters is when you're ready to switch from the accumulation phase to the distribution phase, because you want to keep that lump sum and not have it go away. So that's where we always say if you're thinking 2 to 3 to 5 years before you think you're going to retire or start living off your assets, that's when you start to get your plan together. Mm-hmm. Because right now, if you know, your money's on your statements, on your paper, is less than what it was probably 6 months ago or a year ago, because mm-hmm. the market's come down. Well, I don't want to retire now. I got less of a nest egg to draw on. Well, why not wait another 6 months or a year if I have, or a year and a half or 2 years for it to come back and keep growing, then lock it in and live off of it. But you can't do that if you're going to retire at the end of the year.
Yep.
You got to do that in advance.
Well, and there are things, as we've spoken about, if you have an IRA, that kind of thing, if you're looking for ways or a brokerage account to kind of help things and not take these big swings and also buffer yourself on the downside a little bit, there are products out there that are not long-term commitments. You still have some access to your cash here, but they can buffer the downside for you.
Which
maybe
means
10%.
Protect you a little bit on
yeah,
the downside.
Right. So there's some of them that say, okay, if the market drops 10%, you don't make anything, but you don't go down.
Right.
If it goes down 11%, you go down 1%.
And 1% is a lot easier to make up than 11% loss.
Yes. So
once you lock it in, that's the key.
Yeah.
You're locking it in.
Now, if things do well and you're increasing, there is a little bit of a cap on the upside to what your, let's say the S&P 500 went up, 10%. Maybe you've got, you'll only make 9% or 8%.
Correct. Depends upon what the company sets the
yeah.
top. Because they need to make some money, too. They're going to make some money on it.
Sure. So there are various types of things out there now that you probably don't even know about that exist. So lots of different ways to handle things. Not right for everybody. But again, it does help with some sections of some of what you're doing. I always say never put all your eggs in one basket anyway.
Yeah, different type of investments do different things, have
right.
different rules, restrictions. How can you access your money? What's the rate of return? Mm-hmm. What's the risk factors? That's why come in for that free review.
Yep.
And we'll help you start developing your strategy in that what are you trying to accomplish. And this could come about because you get an inheritance, you sell a piece of property, you're thinking of retiring. Sometimes money comes in that you're not expecting, or you retired, you weren't expecting to retire. Had a lot of that in the Houston office, oil
yes.
companies, because where our St. James office is, Marathon Oil's on one corner, Schlumberger's on the other corner, Weatherford's down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic is a lot lighter nowadays.
Yes.
And so
yes.
all these people that retired that weren't planning on retiring, now what do you do with the money? And that's where you come in before you make that decision or before you do things. You come in for that free review mm-hmm. and we'll help you do the strategy.
Right. I just spoke with one of our listeners who called us at the office after the program on Monday and had questions about, all right, I'm thinking about retiring and it's still... Maybe I'll start taking Social Security, but maybe not. I mean, I'm still going to work part-time, or I'm still going to work for another 9 months after mm-hmm. I'm eligible to draw at age 66, my full Social Security. And we had that conversation. Do you need that money right now?
Yeah.
Can you basically file and suspend, not take your payment for a year or two, and let it grow at 8%?
Yeah, see that.
If you're still going to be making money, at your job or some other job.
That looks more attractive, 8% guaranteed. Where can you get that? The 8% maybe, but the guaranteed part is the killer. Anything else that's guaranteed is more like 1 or 2.
Yes. So again, lots of different ways to do things. And it's always good, even if you just call us on the phone at the office. If you don't have time to come in for the free review right this minute, but you might want to just find out something, we have a phone number there. That's 979-836-2903. And I'll give that to you again just before we go to our break in about 4 or 5 minutes. But it's important that you at least get a handle on things. And this individual that called also has to make an irrevocable decision his way out of his company, and that is how to set up the payments for his pension. And that is an irrevocable decision. Does he give his wife the full payment, the 50% payment? What happens?
75, yeah, none. Yes. You got choices there. And then there's ramifications for each of the choices.
Right. And what's going to be the best thing?
Yeah. For them in their situation.
Sure. So, again, just be careful. Think about it. Get some help. And that's really your best thing you can do.
You got it right now. Here, we're live on the air. You can give us a call. Give us a call in the break that's coming up in a couple minutes.
Sure.
Or wherever you see us. We were at the annual Chamber of Commerce banquet last night.
Yes. Shout out to everybody. That was a great event.
Boy, the food was good, too.
Oh, what? It always is.
That was good. And we had Bluebell ice cream, too. That was nice, too. Anyway, that was a good time, but we told on Monday... that we were going to be there, and if you had questions, come talk to us. And yes, I had someone come up and talk to me, but it was fine because then I got to meet his wife, and he knows who I'm talking about, but I'm not going to name him.
Sure, of course. We're discreet here. Yeah. We're discreet.
So we had some questions, went over some things, and I thought that was great, but it was good to meet his wife because you got to see the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, he married really well for him.
Did he?
Hope you're listening.
Shout out to whoever that was. Mr. X. Okay.
Yep.
But we always love getting out and about and
answering your
saying
questions.
Hi, and yes, absolutely. So I've answered questions at the grocery store. on a couple of occasions.
I get the donut hour. That's where I get a lot of them.
Yeah.
At church.
Yeah. So don't be shy about that. You can always call the office. Like I said, I would give you the number again. So here it is, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And when you get your calendar kind of cleared out for 45 minutes or an hour someday, soon for you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on by. Make that time for you or you and your spouse to come in. Just go over things. Are you on the right track? What's happening in your lives? Because that's the difference between what we are as financial planners and
product salespeople.
Yes. We're not just product salespeople. We actually care about your family dynamics, kids, college, folks, are you going to be having to help take care of them?
Well, that's
all of these different issues.
That's what a certified financial planner, that's kind of the essence of it, in that, one, we had to go to school to pass, to get the course, to, I guess, take the, I did it back in 88, you did it more recently, but Tony graduated from Rice, certified financial planning program. But anyway, you got to go through classes, and then you got to take, now I think it's a 10-hour test, over 2 days.
Yeah, it's about 12, actually.
And then we got to keep CE credits, continuing education credits, which is fine because it keeps us updated on the tax laws, rules, regulations, and so on. But the whole purpose of a financial planner, I like the certified one because you're certified. You have rules and strict regulations.
Well, and you have to prove over and over again and not just once your proficiency.
Right.
In all of the important areas that you really need to be sure that somebody is proficient in if they're going to help you.
Think of it, since this Super Bowl's coming up here, think of it as a quarterback. Quarterback doesn't do everything on the football team, but he directs everything. He's got to know what the ends are doing. He's got to know what the tackles are pulling or the center. They got to know everything that's going on, and it helps direct it. That's what a certified financial planner does. We're not attorneys. We're not accountants. We know how those things work. And so we direct all of these things and get the game plan together, and then we go out and implement what needs to be done to help you with your plan.
Wow. Different approach.
Yep.
But we look at everything comprehensively. Isn't that a good idea? Yeah.
So,
you're more than just your investment portfolio or your 401k.
Certified financial planner. That's who you need.
And by the way, if you got a question for us, we'll put our certified financial planner thinking caps on for you during the break here. So don't be shy. If you don't want anybody to hear your voice, that's fine. You'll just be talking one-on-one with us on the phone while the commercials are playing. And here's our number to do that, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. I'm Tony Navarre, Certified Financial Planner. Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner here as well. And we're waiting for your call. Give us a call right now.
If you've been searching to buy a home lately, you probably know firsthand how few houses are available. What this means is that now is a great time to put your home up for sale. And when experience counts, it's time to call Robin Landaway with Century 21 Holton Realty. Robin Landaway has been helping buyers and sellers for nearly a decade in the Washington County area. She'll listen to you and tailor her service to your wants and needs. Whether you are a buyer or seller, expect great things from Robin Landaway. Call 979-203-1793 today to get started.
Hi, this is Kate with Woodson Lumber, and with winter bringing the cold weather and heavy winds and rain, it's time to prep your home. Woodson Lumber has weather stripping and foam sealants to keep out the cold while helping to keep your heating bills lower. We also have great prices on insulation and storm doors to help keep the heat in and the cold out. And don't forget to pick up a space heater to efficiently and quickly warm any size room or shop. Get ready for winter with a quick trip to Woodson Lumber Company, where for over 100 years your dream starts here in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Leave it to the folks at Downey Directories to put one of the most powerful and easy-to-use search engines in the palm of your hand. With the free Downey Directory mobile app, you can quickly find local businesses or services no matter where you are, from coast to coast. Consider it your nationwide Yellow Pages from Downey Publishing. Just open the app, choose a category, or enter the type of business you're looking for, and the results appear nearest to furthest from your current location. Available for iPhone and Android, get the Downey Directory mobile app, only from Downey Publishing.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Now that the appliance you bought is out of warranty, do you expect it to break down? If it does, call Don's Appliance Service. When you have a problem with any of your home appliances, call me at 836-0031. My promise to you that I will schedule your service promptly and be there on time, that you're not waiting in vain. I have over 40 years experience and repair most brands of washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, ranges, dishwashers, and even water softeners and water heaters. So for quality work and prompt repairs, call Don's Appliance Service.
Sesame Street Live. Make a new friend. No matter where you're from or where you've been, everyone is special. So join in.
Sesame Street Live. Make a new friend at NRG Arena this weekend only. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarre, Certified Financial Planner. Also, Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, in the studio this morning. Craig Montana running the studio for us, as usual. And we've been watching the markets kind of zigzagging around. We haven't had a lot of movement so far, but it's been just kind of sloshing around, up, down, back, forward, all over the place. And again, you know, how you're handling it is what we're talking about this morning.
Without the emotion, keep putting the money in every month, every quarter. Put it in. And the other part that we may want to touch on is a technique that you can use for your existing funds is called rebalancing. A rebalance is, you set up your portfolio, your portfolios, how you got your money invested in the IRA, the 401k, the after-tax account. You got so much in mutual funds, so much in stocks and sectors and whatever. Well, twice a year or once a year, if you can do this automatically, works great with annuities, work great with 401k plans, some IRAs. We have multiple investments. you set up what they call an automatic rebalance plan. You start out and you say, okay, we're going to go 10% in large cap, 10% in mid, 10% small, 10% in international, however, whatever percentage you have. Mm-hmm. And then you let it run. You keep adding money or you just have a one time, but you let it run. Well, in a course of 6 months or a year, some of those sectors are going to do really good mm-hmm. and some are going to do really bad. Well, what happens a year from now and you have your large cap stock, you started at 10%, that amount, and now it's worth 18% of your portfolio because yeah. it grew, it got bigger. And your commodities started at 10% and they're worth 5% now of your portfolio. Well, rebalancing, what happens is automatically, if you do the automatic one, on that 18% that grew up, it will sell high because that is up. They'll take that 8% and they'll redistribute that 8% to the areas that are low, like commodities and oil right now. So then you're selling high, buying low, again and again and again.
And like I say, too, and you were saying as well, you're not flipping things around all the time.
Right. That's maybe not, twice a year, once a year. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. And there are some statistics, by the way, that bear this out as a wise mm-hmm. Possibility of doing, wise way of doing things with that. And that's proven out over many, many, many years. So, again, please don't let somebody at your office, in your workplace,
your neighbor,
golf buddies, yeah, whatever.
Golf buddies is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Say, well, you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And you know, if they were the one that made a killing on some stock or something like a couple of years ago and they're still kind of like the guru investment kingpin of your social group, doesn't mean they know everything. So get some real information. As I said, the free review is really great. If you want to do that, if you want to just call the office, ask a question, you're welcome to as well. 979-836-2903. That's our office. 979-836-2903. And just ask for Sharon. And just say, you know what, I got a question. And if we're not right there, right at the moment, mm-hmm. she takes your name and your phone number, and one of us gives you a call back. That's simple.
There's where you can get your information from.
Oh, you know, wow.
And it doesn't cost you anything. Now, if you call 10 times, we might have to put a stop to that. Yeah. But call. Yeah. That's what we're here for. I want to touch on something that's going to hit some people.
Oh, yeah.
Coming
good idea.
Up this week. Mm-hmm. You should be, if you have an after-tax investment, meaning it's not a 401k, it's not an IRA, it's not a deferred account. Mm-hmm. It's just an investment, brokerage account, whatever. Anytime you get profit or interest or dividends, that firm will send you if you got a CD, the bank will send you 1099. Here's how much interest you earn for the year. And then you've got to report that on your tax return. Well, if you've got mutual funds, you may have this happened in 08 and 09. And now it may happen this year, too, or 2015, in that you started the year, let's say, with $10,000 in a mutual fund account that you are letting grow. It's just an investment account. And today it's worth $8,000 when you look at the statement because the market fluctuated. Mm-hmm. And you get a 1099 saying that you made $1,000 in 2015 that you have to pay tax on. What? I started with 10. I've got 8. How come I have to pay tax on $1,000? Well, during the year, the mutual fund manager bought and sold the underlying securities, and any profit he made, they kept in the mutual fund. Any interest or dividends that were paid, if you didn't take them, were in the fund. And so you still have to pay tax on those, mm-hmm. even though you didn't take them. And most mutual funds distribute that at the end of the year in December. Whether you take it or not, they give you more shares. So even though your account value is less than what you started the year at, you still have a taxable event, and you have to pay income tax on that. Some people get pretty perturbed about that. But that is an anomaly that happens every so often.
Well, and if you've had brokerage accounts and stuff, you know this happens. You know, if you don't have something, yes, if you have that. Now, there are things that you can do to keep that to a minimum, and different techniques of doing that. But the bottom line is, yes, it can happen. So don't get too frustrated, but you might want to look at what things are you have in your portfolio and say, do I really need this format of what this is? Whether it's a fund or whatever it may be, that's throwing off this taxable income, maybe that's something you don't need. There are things you can do that are going to minimize that.
Right. But those 1099s are coming. If you haven't, I've been getting them all week. Another one, I got a phone call on this one yesterday. He has an IRA, and he's 72. So he's taking money out of his IRA. And he asked, well, when's the 1099 coming? Well, yeah, you'll get a 1099-R when you take money out of a qualified plan. And what that is the plan is reporting to the IRS that, okay, here's how much money we sent to you that you have to pay tax on. And that's a 1099-R, which is usually different than a, I mean, 1099s, there's miscellaneous, there's different, there's all kinds of them. But for those of you who are taking money out of your IRA, you'll get a 1099-R. Now, here's a one that may come up of, if you've taken money out of an IRA and you roll it over to another IRA, that first company may send you a 1099 for the full amount. And you go, what? I moved that $35,000 out of this IRA over to this IRA. I didn't keep it. Well, the first company reported it. The second company, you better have your statement showing that $35,000 went into it, because then you can just put that together with your tax papers and you'll be okay. But if you don't have that statement that goes in with your tax return showing that that $35,000, if that was rolled from one IRA to another IRA, you got a $35,000 taxable event for the year. So just be aware, nothing unusual, but you got to keep track of some of the things, and that's what your accountant's supposed to do. See, it comes back to that certified financial planner where we're the quarterback. We're not accountants, but we know what you should be looking for, and then you talk to your accountant, hey, you know, what's the exact format layout that I do this with?
So again, we're kind of helping you steer things around so that it's to your best advantage. And it's not just today, by the way. It's to your best advantage maybe even 10 years down the road for you.
Years to come. Reminds me of another
planning.
Another
is the thing.
Couple we ran into, not ran into, they're longtime clients. Brett and I went on this one, and they wanted to meet because we hadn't met for a couple years. They want to know, they're in their late 50s, and you know, how are we doing? Is it, are we on the right track? And so we sat down and met with them for about an hour, hour and a half, and they were looking good. So we ended up saying, just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're fine. And that made her feel especially good. It seems like the female spouse tends to be more emotional when it comes to money.
Well, and I think that, you know,
or worry, I guess, that they're going to have enough.
Generally, the women, and this has been borne out by statistics, and I just read another article about this, as a matter of fact, I think it was like in Forbes or something, and they said that women have weathered the financial turmoil volatility better than men because they have less tendency to suddenly panic and start moving stuff around. They're more conservative in the front end of things, too, of how they're invested. How much risk do they want to take? So maybe it's our nesting and
DNA,
home instinct, I don't know, on some ladies. But maybe that's it.
But that's okay.
But that's statistically been the case over and over again for years.
As long as you know what you're, that's where you get your strategy and you can sleep better at night. And that's what that free review comes in for. Bring in what you're doing. We'll tell you, you're doing it right, or here's an adjustment you may want to think of doing, or whatever it happens to be, you can sleep much better at night then.
Well, I wanted to kind of pass along a couple of pointers from a guy who's a big investment guru. His name is Louis Navalier, and he's been putting out different articles about how to deal with your psyche during market volatility. And a couple of pointers that I think we've talked a little bit about this already, but just to hear somebody else talk about this thing. There are several reasons, by the way, these are not all of them, but there are several that he's pointing out as to why we're going to continue to have a lot of volatility. So we're going to talk about that, what you should look at and why some of this is happening. And then a couple of pointers that he is suggesting, too, that you might be able to handle this better with.
Yep. So you got to stay tuned. Or you can give us a call during the break if you've got a question. That's better yet.
Yeah. And by the way, our phone number on the radio, so you can actually call us during the break, is 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show.
Ooh, I made it to the great
When you're a member of an all-star team, you know that you're one of the best. Brenham Collision Center's all-star staff and state-of-the-art equipment makes them one of the best paint and body shops in the area. They provide every customer with guaranteed color match, quick turnarounds, and warranties on all paint and repairs. So come by for your free computerized estimate. You'll always find all-star service at Brenham Collision Center, 810 West Main. Call Brenham Collision Center at 277-0433 for your free estimate today.
Gazebo Terrace Skill Care and Rehabilitation is proud to announce the addition of their secured unit for dementia residents and residents who wander. Residents at Gazebo Terrace are well cared for by a professional, friendly staff. They offer short-term convalescence and long-term nursing care. Call Gazebo Terrace Skill Care and Rehabilitation at 979-830-7100 or visit them online at gazeboterracecare.com. Care, comfort, commitment is their promise to you. Join Gazebo Terrace on February 26th for their open house and ribbon cutting from 11 till 2.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC like heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light, beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Anheuser-Busch distributor.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. They do a lot more than just shipping. They also offer mailbox rental, print and scan services, fax services, a complete line of office supplies, and expert packing services. When you ship UPS, you get the service that gets it there safe and sound. The Pack and Ship Promise guarantees it, or you get all your money back plus the value of the insured item. Stop in and visit with their professional staff at the UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 979-830-8291. The UPS Store. See what one store can do for you.
When it comes to something as important as your fresh water source, rely on the best. Rely on Washington County Water Well Drilling. Call Thomas Bilski at 836-6189, the professional who can answer all your questions. Washington County Water Well Drilling offers complete water well drilling service and specializes in screens and gravel packing for new residential and commercial wells and repairs on existing wells. Call for your free estimate, 836-6189. Washington County Water Well Drilling, state licensed and liability insured.
We don't take long-term risks chasing after short-term gains. We think long-term. We always have. We always will. Some may say we're conservative. They're right. We are conservative. It's your money that's deposited with us. We have to be. That's one of the reasons we're consistently rated as a strong bank.
Citizens State Bank. Local people, local decisions. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hello, welcome to Billy Fowler's Real Estate Corner. Very pretty three-bedroom, two-bath, brick home located conveniently on a quiet, dead-end street that is in within walking distance of grocery shopping, downtown shops and restaurants, as well as city parks. This little home is priced to sell at $153,000. You need to hurry. It won't last long. For information on this house as well as any homes in our area, contact me at 979-251-4568 or visit my website, www.brenhamrealestatehomes.com.
Visit the Sports Doc Ed Podl of AM 1280 KWHI. Need to score your favorite team, their standings, or want to listen to the games live? I got the prescription. KWHI airs 7 sportscasts daily. Plus, you'll find sports stories and scores on our website, KWHI.com. Tune in to AM 1280 for live play-by-play of the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes, Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers, the Blinn Bucks, Texas A&M, Houston Texans, and the Astros. The voice for local sports for almost 70 years, AM 1280 KWHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yep, coming up on the last few minutes of today's edition of the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Go to our website. If you got a question, you can also send us that in an email. And we do answer those questions. And that website is
MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. We've got a weekly commentary that you can look at, see what the research department that from LPL is looking at.
LPL is our clearinghouse for our trades and stuff. They're the paperwork that we do.
You can't buy anything from them, but they do our bookwork and paperwork and all that, keep track of all the stocks and bonds and whatever. But they
don't sell products.
They have research departments, and so we got access to, and they put out a weekly newsletter or outlook. And so you can go up and Brent got that up today because it just came out today. So we've got that on the website. You can also listen to prior shows, podcasts. They've got little topics on there of what, you know, like sector investing and rebalancing is one of them. If that's something that you'd like to know more about, you can click on that one and you can fast forward through the commercials if you want.
Yes, we're not supposed to say that. Yeah, we're supposed to be paying those bills, right?
Yeah. If
the market volatility, by the way, has been bothering you about, if my account value doesn't keep going down and then snapping up a little bit and going down, why is this volatility happening? As I said before the break, big investment dude. In the U.S., Louis Navalier, grabbed one of his little synopses.
He's been very
here.
Successful in the financial investing business.
He says there are several reasons. I agree with these, by the way, among many reasons, but these are the primaries, I think, as to why we're seeing so much volatility. We have some decelerating global growth. We're kind of at a snail's pace here in the U.S. The Europeans are kind of slogging along. But China is dropping down more normal territory for their growth.
But slow for them.
Slow for them.
At 6% growth.
But there are other places that are still growing. But we do have a general little bit of deceleration in global growth. Of course, we know we have weak oil prices. So a lot of mutual funds and other investment vehicles that you may have in your retirement plans, et cetera, those are going to get hit hard on the amount of oil and gas stocks they may have in them.
That global growth, the oil being down kills Venezuela, just absolutely kills them. So they're not buying anything. They can't get anything, but they're not buying anything. So that decreases the demand for certain products worldwide. And, and there's other countries like that also. So that's when you're talking about the global area, things have an impact.
Yeah, and not just here, right? And the other thing is that we have an election coming up. So when you have an uncertain political environment here in the U.S., that's just going to have to play out. We're going to have to find out what happens at the end of that.
A little tidbit, but we're not a political show. But if you're in business, would you want a businessman as president? Or Cruz was an attorney, I believe.
Yes.
And I don't know what Rubio was.
Governor.
Okay, but the point of this
Senator,
one is
rather,
on
Florida.
The Republican side, you got one guy who's made a lot of money in business and knows how that works, knows how to play the game. Would that be good as a president? Now, don't call in and not talking about
We're not asking for your
but
opinion.
But that's what we're talking about, things that can affect the marketplace.
Yes, and then you got the other side of the coin, which is you know, should we be stepping up our social programs?
Yeah, well, Bernie or Hillary is
right.
Big social programs, and that, you know.
No. So, again, there's a lot of decision-making going on, a lot of opinions out there. And when there's that uncertainty, because you don't know what's going to happen.
That's right.
That affects everybody's confidence levels of what's going to happen in general, and that's going to translate into this volatility. So, is it going to stop this year? No.
No, yeah.
And we're going to be up and down. But in Mr. Navalier's case, it says, I know it sounds like an oversimplification, he says, but panic is a powerful force that'll get you in trouble if you let it take you over. It makes you think that you have to take action, any kind of action, immediately, and it will cause you to act prematurely in some cases. And he says, take a breath, take a pause, get some help, get better informed is his next thing so that you don't fall victim to this whipsaw stuff going on. Because he says the other thing is get to the truth of why we're having all this volatility. Well, he just named a few of the reasons.
Right.
And is it because the companies that you are invested in your 401k or your IRA, or whatever, are they bad?
Yeah, are they going to go out of business?
Yeah, are they bad companies? Well, if you're doing things the right way for you anyway, you know, if you don't know how to analyze things, maybe you could get some help on that from somewhere. Or you can do what you were talking about earlier in this program, Doug, and that is buying a basket of different types of companies. It can be car companies and fertilizer companies and various other things, phone companies, drug companies, healthcare firms, all of these different things. If you've, you know, U.S. companies, maybe foreign companies, whatever, if you've got that blend going on, not everybody catches cold at the same time.
Right.
Right? So, again, be smarter about it. And if you don't know and you need some help, that's why we have our phone number for you at the office, because we're running out of time in this program. But I want to give you our phone number again, because it's better to talk things over and talk things out than to just go on and not have any assistance or listen to your neighbor who may not know.
That's there again. It comes back to emotions. Don't panic. Don't let the emotions get your strategy together and then work your strategy.
There you go. Here's our number, by the way, again, at the office, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Or go to our website, which is
moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com. Now, I wonder if Sunday's football game will be as volatile as the markets.
Ooh.
We'll find out.
Some other excitement to add to your schedule. All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll be back here
Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.